Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Jesus Show!
It's the Jesus Show, the Jesus Show, Jesus Show, the Jesus Show.
Straight my malicious praise in his name and keep it poppin', because there's more to life than gaining the fame. And bust the glass when I was strapped up in the dungeon, he showed me his life. 365, 24/7, this is all about Christ. I don't sleep with my eyes closed, sleep on my tight toes, standing on my feet, never blink when the light glows. Been a sheep from when Christ rose, keep speaking life, so I'm trying to take the message to the street that they might know.
What's going down, peoples? This is the Jesus Show, your number one spot for urban gospel music. I'm your host, Big Will, and I got a treat for you tonight. The God Life Storytellers 10. Going down right here in Sacramento, California, 150 Auto Circle. Check it out. We got Vadi in the building. We got KP in the building and K Ross giving us the exclusive of what we got to experience at the God Life Storytellers going down this September 17th, this Saturday, so you don't want to miss it. But hey, check it out. We're going to get right into it. This is Gabi, his new single called In the Water, and you're getting it right here on the Jesus Show.
The Jesus Show. The Jesus Show. It's in the name. In the name.
Hanging on for love. Something spiritual. You know there's something in the water. Something in the water. Just something in the water. You got that flame getting out of. Flame getting out of. Flame getting out of. Something in the water. Something in the water. Something in the water. Something in the water. Something.
I'm diving in deep into you. You. Everything I need. Something in the water, just something in the water. You got that flame getting out of. Flame getting out of. Flame getting out of.
Something in the water. Something in the water.
You know there's something in the water. Something in the water. There's something, something in the water.
It's your boy Q Heenan Redeemed with my new single. And you got it first right here on the Jesus Show.
Don't be times ago, bad man. Wanna check out my mind, no God scan. It's a 911 I've been landing. There's a finna lose it on the lap band. But when I see my dada, open the bottom and you go see that wada, wada. Set me free like wala. They be like a line, like Jesus or not, bruh. Jesus or not. Jesus or not. Jesus or not. It's all love, but it's Jesus or not, bruh. Jesus or not. Jesus or not. Nah, nah, nah. Jesus or not. It's all love, but it's Jesus or not. You were my intro and I was really out drunk. First it's single, now I'm letting doubt go. It's been a fucking bro, but I'm finna walk it out, yo. I'm really seeing what Jesus is all about, yo. The devil had me snorting a Rapunzel. Newport bottle in a bundle. On a rooftop party till the gun blow. But he promised to finish what he begun, though. You need a line to do the likes of Django. I know you lost somewhere else, a segundo. That's why the cross is there, y'all can come go. That's why the cross is there, y'all can come go. I gotta drop back. Shot like Steph Curry. Double edged sword to get your neck dirty. Devil did me foul, I'm blaming on the referee. Jesus hit the free throw, the rest of his history. What? Jesus or not? Jesus or not? Jesus or not? It's all love, but it's Jesus or not, bruh. Jesus or not? Jesus or not? Nah, nah, nah. Jesus or not? It's all love, but it's Jesus or not, bruh. There's only two choices. You can listen to one of the two voices. My crew not confused by Jews and Rolls Royces. And we don't move by dudes that don't voice this. Yeah, I used to be a dead man. Never saw my God over bread, man. Hoping up the burden, know you heard what it said, man. Took him in, they put him on the cross, he hung it, bled, man. Now the bond is beyond. Walking in the light and I'm shining like neon, Dion. Blow the bomb, Vietnam begun. It took me from the night to the light, now I'm finally home. We get to see my da-da, da. We get to see the wada, da. He set me free like wala. They be like Allah, I'm like Jesus or not, bruh. Jesus or not. Jesus or not. Jesus or not. It's all love, but it's Jesus or not, bruh. Jesus or not. Jesus or not, nah, nah, nah. Jesus or not. It's all love, but it's Jesus or not, bruh. Jesus or not, nah, nah, nah. Jesus or not, nah, nah, nah. Jesus or not, nah, nah, nah.
It's all love, but it's
Jesus or not. Jesus or not. Jesus or not, nah, nah, nah. Jesus or not, nah, nah, nah.
You're listening to The Jesus Show. That's Kuhin and Redeem right there with Jesus or Not. And you're getting to hear right now on The Jesus Show. Coming up is Black Knight with No Fakery featuring E-40. And stay tuned. You don't want to miss the God Life Storytellers right here on The Jesus Show.
No fake around me, homie.
No, it ain't.
Man, all I really know is about south.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, you know what it be, homie.
You know what it.
Man, all I really know is real top. 100, I'ma keep it 100. I'll be SMG to click, what? You know how we do it. Oh, buddy.
No.
Oh, little buddy, little mama like myself, but she ain't getting nothing from me.
Whoa.
Keep it PG, that's Renee Hardaway. I walk a narrow path, that's a runaway. New gonna stay, catch me in the bay. Outfielding in the hood, that's a triple play. Talk about me, man, but you don't really know me. I'ma keep it 100 like I'm charging up my salary. And if you see me slipping, call me up about it. But I'ma keep it 100, you can never doubt it. Y'all fake around me, what I'm talking about. I see that real talk, man, I walk it out. I ain't changing nothing, nope, not a thing. I keep it 100, no fakery.
I gotta be me. You check my history. No fakery. True. Vallejo, California, the V raised me.
What else? What
no
else?
More selling keys, I sell CDs. Damn. We can go from the shoulders. I look you in the eye. That's the way that they taught me when I was five.
When I was five.
I ain't in the fakeness. I'm in the business. Give you the business. Make it my business to get in your business.
Business.
Every time I look around,
what you happen? What
I happen? See the same gang, goofy clan. Hating on the under.
On the low, low.
When I walk in the room, I steal they thunder.
Pick it up like a printer. My game is sharpest, so split up.
And you know I'm a winner. Don't want me losing my temper. Losing my temper.
I'm hanging with Randy Piano. Peace ain't no snake in me. Having dough like a bakery. Man, I ain't in the fakery.
I'm real.
No fake around me. What I'm talking about. I see that real talk, man. I walk it out. I ain't changing nothing. Nope, not a thing. I keep it 100. No fakery. Yeah, no fakes, no breaks. Told me to go get them, all I know is okay.
try to turn me down. I ain't switching no way. Say the last be first. All I know is first place. So Lord, they coming for me. I ain't running, I'm gunning for how they wanna do it. People always talking and assuming, never know what they're doing. Praying for them like, oh Lord, they done messed up. I let be first, playing catch up. Yeah, I'm staying true to myself. No matter how you feel, no movie, it's the real, my dude. No fake around me, what I'm talking about. I see that real talk, gotta walk it out. I ain't changing nothing, no nothing. I keep it 100, no fake.
I just want my life to count. I want to make an impact for the sake of the gospel that will live far beyond me. I'm talking about a kingdom legacy, man. We a part of something beautiful. If you know the feeling, turn up. Trying to reach little buddy voice 6 feet under. Drop. Boy, they throw him in the pen, now they saying he a number. No way. But you ain't just another number because you made in his image. Amen. And his grace still really, your sins can be forgiven. Church. Reach baby girl cause she feel incomplete. Reach baby girl cause she feel incomplete. Tell her she ain't gotta get love in the streets. I wanna reach my city cause the hood life ain't always pretty. But I would like saying thank you to all that get involved, God in all our city.
It's crazy, you have always been the one. that never left me, never left me alone. And you've always loved me, even when I was wrong. So I'ma keep lifting you up, cause up is just where you belong. Down here we got the palm trees, many, many minded palm trees. Why they always throwing shade? So cold, got me putting on a long sleeves. But I'm putting on a long sleeves, cause I ain't gonna leave your love. And they could try to freeze me out, but they ain't gonna bring no doubt, no doubt, nah, nah. I know who I am, I know who you are. You're up when I'm down, can't pull us apart. No matter the tragedy happening, you're looking after me, they see you back at me. But I just love you so much,
I love you so much,
I love you so much, yeah. I love you so much, you're the only one that I trust, yeah. Your name is high places, greater than the ones they be putting on in my praises. Skyscrapers, hallelujah to the throne all night long. Cause your grace is so amazing. Don't deserve it, but you give it, you keep giving on. Like, oh my Jesus, ain't no other gods up in this song.
I love you so much,
so much, I love you so much.
I love you so much.
Your soul, your soul. Your soul, your soul.
So much,
I always love you so much, you know.
Yeah, you never left me, even when I was wrong. So I'ma keep lifting you up, cause up is just where you belong. My heart ahead vanish in it, pride and violence to that infinity. Love was silenced and I'll admit it, never showed till I repented. It was love when he left his throne. He showed up in shoulders, the best I've known. Shoulders were loaded from less unknown. Did I notice the boulder rolled over to the left? Mind blown, mind blown. He says that I can't style, huh? No time when I can't call, huh? And can't nobody wipe my name out, huh? And he can keep me through my pain now, huh? But why I say I love you so much? Then don't do what you say. Must not like you that much. My comforts ain't getting away. I read good, feel fed. But my love look dead. No love in my hands, my feet on my legs. I can't call it love if it stays in my head.
I love you so much.
I love you so much.
I love you so much.
Uh-huh.
I love you so much.
Yes, sir.
You're the only one I can trust, yeah. Your name is high places, greater than the ones they be putting on in my praises. Skyscrapers, hallelujah to the throne all night long. Cause your grace is so amazing. Don't deserve it, but you give it, you keep giving on. Like, oh my Jesus, ain't no other gods up in this song.
Listening to your number one spot for urban gospel music. This is the Jesus Show. Right there was V-Rose with I Love You So Much featuring Triple E. And just before that, we had the Brother Flame featuring Melinda Watts. Some of Sacramento's finest right here. And we're going to keep it going. So, I got a little treat for you. We're about to get into this interview with the God Life Storytellers featuring Vadia, KP, K-Ross. Just for the show, we got some more for you. JG and Red Letter, Mino Yancy. Man, it's going down right here. I'm going to just give you a little clip. This is what you got to look forward to right here on The Jesus Show.
I'm a preacher's kid.
Let's definitely get into that. Let's get into that.
It's not what people say.
Oh, that wasn't enough? You need more, you say? Hey, Jesus, can you open a window? He's pouring out blessings you won't have room enough to receive. Right here on The Jesus Show.
Turn me up right now.
Watch me turn way, 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 way up right now. Watch me turn way, way, way up.
Cam Newton with the
dab.
Mayweather with the
jab.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson with the snap. Sean Kemp, this the jam.
Bang.
Ray Lewis with the hits. MC Hammer, I'm legit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They told me dancing was a sin. Wait, what scripture is this?
Got my team in the thing, so what's up now? You know we in the zone, touchdown. We so lit, why you sitting down? We George Jefferson, yeah, we moving up now. Ooh, turn up, that's how we living. Ooh, he gets the honor in it. He's been good, and you know it's up. That's why we way up. We turned up and tried to have a good time. We ain't hurt nobody, no. We out here trying to function, but we way turned up, but we ain't
no.
They say we're doing way too much,
way too much.
But no, I can't get enough, cause we ain't gon' hurt. I was rolling through the flats with my woes. Yeah, you know the cause ain't hit a myself. We the new content. Hope you hear and you see me clear. Check your context. We didn't sign the guy, so turn up is in my contract. Yeah, we hit the Millie Rock on any block. Yeah, we whipping and we nanny too. No twerking, we don't do that. Hit the Kwan, it's the beta. Yeah, we dancing just like David do. He went crazy, we go crazy too. I see you watching, yeah, just watch me move. Punchinelli, you can do it too. Turned up and tried to have a good time. We ain't hurt nobody, no. We out here trying to function, but we way turned up, but we ain't
no.
They say we're doing way too much,
way too much.
But no, I can't get enough, cause we ain't gon' hurt.
So we gon' turn up in here. Everybody might steal, but we don't really even care. It's so lit, yeah, we light it up. I told you. I just came through just to show you. Keep going up, yeah, we focus.
My
worship for real, you should know me. We be all up in the pews like, ah. Here we turn up with the crew like, ah. Came up one time like, ah. And we won't hurt nobody, no, nah.
You cool, turned up and tried to have a good time. We ain't hurt nobody, no. We out here trying to function, but we way turned up, but we ain't
no.
They say we're doing way too much,
way too much.
But no, I can't get enough, cause we ain't gonna hurt nobody.
Right there, you got JG and Red Letter coming up right here in Sacramento, California. Once again, this Saturday, September 17th, you want to be in the building, 150 Auto Circle, and check it out. Getting ready to get the God Life Storytellers interview going on. But right here is my dude, Thomas Clay, with Millions. And you're getting here first on The Jesus Show. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss the God Life Storytellers, y'all.
Went to church with my granddaddy one day. I was a young boy. Didn't know what he was talking about anyway. Said the preacher got real loud. Started stomping on the ground. Then my granddaddy cried out. The whole church went up in flames. Said that thing felt so good. My granddaddy said it again. I'll never forget that day, yeah. When my granddaddy put his hand on my head, I'ma tell you like my OG told me, and he said,
God has been so good to me. If you
with the mind, I'll sin again for the prayer. Oh, I'll never forget the day. You my OG, put his hand on my head. I'ma take it like my friend, let it say.
Listen to your number one spot for urban gospel music. This is The Jesus Show. I'm your boy, Big Will. And if you haven't heard, you're hearing it now. We got the God Life Storytellers in the building. Now, this is the 10th event, and we have a pleasure of interviewing some of the artists here. We got Vadia, KP, K-Ross. Right now, we got them on the line, and we're going to get into it right now. Now, let me tell you something. The best thing you can do right now is stay tuned. Let somebody know that you're tuning into The Jesus Show because it's about to go down. And with no further ado, we're going to talk to these people on this good line. So, right now we have the artist from God Life Storytellers 10 on the line. We got Vadia.
Hey, how you doing?
KP.
Yeah.
And K-Ross on the line right now.
What's going on?
Man, so we're about to get into a few things. You know, you got the event coming up. Vadia.
Yes.
So tell us, what have you been up to lately? What have you been doing, you know, kind of promote the show? What's this last week been like for you?
Oh my goodness. This last week has been it's been a whirlwind. I went to try something different with the artists that I brought on this year. We did a photo shoot, and, you know, we're doing a lot of social media promotion and things like that. So I think that's something that's becoming larger. Of course, social media is just a big thing already, but it's being a very useful tool.
Definitely.
For what we're trying to accomplish. Oh, yeah. That's what we've been doing for that life.
Okay. So right now I'm about to get into the song Vadia did called Restore My Faith. You're getting it here first on The Jesus Show. Let me know what you think. Call in 888-522-8387. Hit us up at The Jesus Show. Let us know what you think, and we'll show love right back to you. Here's Restore My Faith by Vadia.
The Jesus Show. It's in the name.
I can be so forgetful, but you stay mindful of me. I can be so insatiable, but you supply me with all of my needs. And you don't ask for much, but a conversation here and there, a small exchange for all the blessings you give. But it's unfair. But it's unfair. But it's unfair. 'Cause it's not your job to restore my faith in you. No, it's not your job to restore my faith in you. No, it's not your job to restore my faith in you. But you give me reason to believe. Now I can be so doubtful, but there's proof all over that you are real, and I still believe you, even when
when my emotions don't want to. So glad your love is not changed by how I feel. And you don't ask for much, but a conversation here and there, a small exchange for all the blessings you give. But it's unfair. But it's unfair. But it's unfair. And it's not your job to restore my faith in you, because it's not your job to restore.
First, right here on the Jesus Show, that is Vadia with Restore My Faith, an awesome track. And if you don't want to, if you want to get a personal episode, stay tuned. We got more coming up from the lady herself, Vadia, from the God Life Storytellers. As a matter of fact, just to speak on that, let's get a little background. Like, who is Vadia? It's all where you from, though.
I'm originally from Oakland, California.
Oh.
But raised in Sacramento, back and forth between the Bay and Sacramento.
Okay.
I'm a preacher's kid.
Let's definitely get into that. Let's get into that. How is it growing up as a PK?
It's not what people say.
So you're not crazy?
Well, there's a lot of unwanted attention, and there's a lot of things that are placed on you that are not necessarily for you to handle, like weight that you're supposed to handle as a previous child or as any child, you know. So we weren't too much different from everybody else, but we were just in the spotlight. So everything that we did, everybody knew about it. That's all.
Right.
But we didn't do much. We were pretty good kids.
We
weren't off the hook.
I'm gonna have to ask moms about that. You know what I'm saying?
No, right. My word against hers, right?
Right, right. So we see some evidence. You know. Well, I guess we got the evidence. You doing the God Life Storytellers right now, so.
You know, right. Yes. Yeah, you know, I've been kept. Exactly. I've been kept. Being a preacher's kid, it has its ups and downs. You see a lot of things. You see a lot of wrongs happening because you're in the pastor's household, and people don't see it from your vantage point because you're in the thick of it, and they're just outside looking in. So it happens with a lot of people. Preacher's kids are here.
Most definitely. When did you start singing? And what makes you keep singing for God, you know?
That wasn't too much of a difficult choice. When you find something good, you tend to want to keep it, especially when you realize the good in it. But my mom says that I started singing probably about 2 or 3.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's what she said. She's like, oh, no, you run the microphone at church, you know, after church we'll stay, and you know how church kids do. We're after church playing on the drums, on the microphone, like,
right.
You know, sunshine band, all that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
Right. So she says 2 or 3, and I can remember my first solo. I was probably about 5 or 6. It was, I have decided to follow Jesus. So that's the furthest I can remember when I started singing.
Okay. And, you know, even like, you ever had anybody approach you and say, hey, you know, I can make you famous, you know, if you just kind of just come over to this side? You ever had any experience?
Oh, absolutely. And that started happening when I was like a teenager, like maybe like 16, you know, in high school. Oh my God, girls, your voice is so amazing. Like, you could really be a star. You, like, you could sing R&B. People would come to your show, like, you know, all that kind of stuff. And I'm like, yeah, you know, that's cool. But I think this is what I'm supposed to be doing. So I already knew what I was supposed to be doing. I knew what my calling was. And, you know, and it's to think about the love of Christ as a Christian young woman, but living a real life at the same time. So I think a lot of my music now reflects right. that.
Okay, cool. That's what's up. Right now, I want to take a little time to speak with the other lady on the line,
yes.
KP.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good.
How you doing, sister?
I'm good. How are you?
All pretty good. You know, up here in Sacramento, just getting ready for the God Life Storytellers.
And I think that's exactly what you should be doing.
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect.
I think so as well. I look forward to seeing you guys all on the 17th.
Yeah.
I want to know a little bit about your background as well. So, who is KP?
Who is KP? I think that that's something that I strive to find out daily, and I found out more and more about myself daily. Mm. But as of today, KP is a free-spirited woman who is in love with herself, overly in love with herself. I think that self-love is extremely important. Mm. I think that loving yourself is the most selfless thing that you can do.
Mm.
Self-love is survival. I think a lot of times we spread ourselves too thin by loving on everybody else and we go without. So this year has definitely been a year of learning who I am outside of being connected to my friends and my family and just learning to stand on my own 2 feet and become the woman I'm supposed to be. So yeah.
Amen.
That's who KP is. KP is searching.
Searching. And you know, the Bible says, seek and you shall find. So go ahead and
exactly.
go on that search, sister. You know?
Exactly.
Man, so when did you start singing? And what's kept you singing gospel?
Well, I started singing when I was fairly young. You know, a similar story to Vadia's. My brother and I sung together all the time as children. For those of you who don't know, I am the sister of Molly Music.
Uh-oh, okay.
He and I
didn't know that, okay.
Yeah, that's, you know, we kind of know each other.
Just
yeah,
a little
we
bit.
we kind of know each other. But, yeah, you know, so growing up around the house, you know, with our parents, they really, really encouraged and influenced our musical lives. Like, they would let us beat on the pots and the pans and make anything, an instrument and all that stuff, so I would say it started fairly young. You know, Christmases, everything we did as a family, we did to music. We ate to music. We bathed to music. You know, I still know my first address because my parents made it into a song so we could remember. 1-800 Capitol Street, apartment 49C. See, it's in there. It's in there. So music became a way of learning. Music is a part of my everyday life. So yeah, I've been singing since I was, you know, pretty young.
Okay, cool. It kind of sounds like I was homeschooled. Were you homeschooled?
No, we weren't, but okay. It helped. Like, we would go to school and come home, and the songs would help us retain the things that we learned in school. So
right.
If we were to go back to school, you remember the song. That's how we learned our times tables, additions, subtraction. That's how we learned music.
Okay.
Put it in a song. You'll never forget it.
Right. That's what we do with our kids. We got four. We homeschool them. So, man. Okay. Well, so.
Yeah.
When did you realize, you know, it's just awesome to hear that Molly Music is your brother.
Yeah.
When did you realize, hey, maybe I could take a go at this thing? Like, when did that come about?
Well, here's a funny story. For a while, you know, I've been in background for years, and I got kind of, this is good, the background, So, last year, we were on tour. He was in Molly Rivers tour, and we were in Atlanta, Georgia, and we were at So he
went. Oh, hold on a second. Kind of cut out.
Is it better now?
Okay, it's better now. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Right.
We were in Atlanta, Georgia on the Molly Reveal. And he walked over to me during sound check and said, KP, I want you to open the show tonight.
Ooh, on the spot.
It was literally like, no, I'm not doing that. And Are you familiar with the movie What's Love Got to Do with It? The
yes, scene, ma'am.
Right before they sung Fool in Love, when he walked over to her and kissed her, and that one tear fell. Oh. It was kind of like that. It was straight out of a movie. So I didn't open up for him that night, but he incorporated me into his set. And so the Atlanta show until the end of the tour, he introduced me to his audience as a solo artist, and I've been singing ever since.
Okay, definitely. Man, that's awesome. I was actually taking a look at Make Me Over, and it's a song of pretty much revelation of, you know what? I need to be renewed. I need to be made over.
Absolutely.
Paint me red, paint me green, yeah. Paint me beauty. So I feel you. You're just kind of coming into who you are as KP. Yes, ma'am.
Exactly. Yeah, I thought it was a perfect way to, since that situation was so similar to the scene out of the movie, and when she did Make Me Over in the movie, it was one of my favorite scenes. So I was like, you know, I think this would be the perfect song. You know what I'm saying? It's like a plea. Help me find out who I am.
Right.
I want to be who you want me to be, so make me over. Yeah, I thought it was perfect.
Okay, cool. As a matter of fact, let's get into that right now. Right here on The Jesus Show. Make Me Over.
One for the Father, one for the Son, and one for the Holy Ghost. We keep it all in the family on your number one spot for urban gospel music. The Jesus Show.
Make me over right now.
JP with Make Me Over right here on The Jesus Show. And coming up next, you want to stay tuned, this dude right here, K. Ross. From the God Life Storytellers, y'all, I told you, you don't want to miss it. Listening to The Jesus Show. K. Ross right here on The Jesus Show with Long Distant Love. And right now I want to talk to the gentleman in the room, the guy who feels like a kid in the room with a cup and a string attached to it, Mr. K. Ross. How you doing, bro?
I'm good. How's it going?
Oh, it's going pretty good, man. I'm loving it. So, you know, I ain't gonna lie, I was listening to Long Distant, and that little first line right there, brother, man, you tapped in.
Oh, man, I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that. To God be the glory.
You tapped in, man. So tell us a little bit about your background, man. Who is K. Ross and where you coming from? And give us a good details.
All right. K. Ross. I just started as a church musician, like similar to Vadia. Mm-hmm. I'm a PK, but I wasn't born into it. So like my parents were kind of walked into it when I was about like 15, 16. So,
okay.
You know, for a long time, I wasn't under the spotlight. Then suddenly I was. But my mom encouraged us to just be ourselves. I have eight siblings, So my mom, she would always tell us, you know, don't let people, don't let church folks, don't let people that ain't in church, don't let anybody make you feel like you can't go through your process.
Right.
You know, not excusing things, not saying you can do this, not saying you can do that, but you know, your mistakes that you make and a lot of the things you do is your process, you know, and a lot of the pain and a lot of the grittiness that's in my music comes from a lot of mistakes I've made.
Okay.
You know, and a lot of, you know, things I've gone through and relationships I've been in, both good and bad, friendships, things like that. It all, I take it not like a grain of salt. I kind of take my experiences and own them. Because they're mine, you know, so I can think about them, I can write about them, I can live them, I can explain them, I can talk about them, because they're my experience, you know, so, yeah, I come from that background of, you know, live who you are, be who you are, and understand that people aren't always going to like you for that, but there are going to be the select few that appreciate you for that, you know. I'm still, like, even not even comfortable all the way. I'm still, like KP said, I'm still figuring myself out in some ways, because I didn't start singing till about maybe 4 years ago.
Oh, snaps.
4 or 5. Yeah, I was a musician, so all I did was play. I played, you know, I produced, I would write for people, like, you know, I was blessed to write a song on the Crazy New Mixtape. That was, you know, that was a blessing. I was happy about that. But for the most part, as an artist, like, I would get in front of people and, like, what do I do with my hands?
Exactly. Getting that stage presence right.
You know what I mean? Because I was so used to sitting behind the piano. But you know, now I'm still walking in, and I was blessed with good friends and people that encouraged me, like Badia, who from the beginning, like, pushed me hard. Like, I'm sure I could almost fail. No, she was pushing me, you know, to, like go for it. So, you know, I'm kind of just in this thing, just like, floating around. However it goes, wherever it takes me is where I'm going to go. You know?
So pretty much what I heard you say is, like, you were secular for a while. It's okay to be secular for 2 minutes.
No, I was never secular.
Okay, that's cool.
I was never secular. I was, I believe my background is so church, you know what I mean? And it's so so God that I've had opportunities to do secular and write secular. And it's just not me, you know what I mean? It's nothing, like, it's not that I hate it or that I don't think it's cool. It's just not me. And I believe in being true to myself. And and when I say that, my relationships, I mean, like, in church and in gospel music sometimes, people aren't honest about their experience.
Man, yeah.
You know what I mean? Everything is not, we give you all the glory. Some things are, Lord, I fail. I messed up.
That's real.
Bro. I need forgiveness. I need mercy. I need understanding. I need all this. So I use those experiences to come from a place of being real, a place of, like, show me how to navigate through my life. Show me how to navigate through what I'm going through and what I'm going through, you know? So I take those experiences. We've all been through saved, unsaved. We've all been through good relationships. We've been through bad relationships. We've been through good friendships, been through bad friendships. So why is it that, you know, secular has a monopoly on experience?
Mm.
It shouldn't. You know what I mean? In being a gospel or a Christian artist, we have the right to talk about daily life and how to get through it.
Man, for real. Because when you first said that, you know, you kind of walked into being a PK at 16, I thought maybe you just walked into Christ, but no, that's not the case.
No, it's not the case. My mom remarried when I was 8 years old, and the man she married, I don't call him my stepdad, that's my dad. He's been nothing but great to me, nothing but good to me and my brothers and sisters.
Oh man, that's awesome.
But when I turned 16, his father passed away, and my dad was a musician at the church. So it went from him being a musician to being a pastor. They couldn't afford an organist at the time.
Wow.
So I had never played the organ before, never played the keys before. I just was like, you know, there's a need. So I sat down and learned how to play. You know, then I started playing, and that's when my gifts started to develop, you know, because that's Bible. You know, if you use one gift, God will give you another one. If you use five, he'll give you five more, you know. So it's just, that's where I started to develop, just from trying to help. You know, so you know, but with that, I didn't come from the, you know, everything you do is on Front Street, because I didn't grow up a PK. I was, you know, almost out of high school by the time that happened.
Man,
you know, so
hey, that's beautiful, man.
My mentality was a little different,
right? I mean, true. So when did you realize, you know, you kind of stepped into it, you know, started singing? When can I show people my thing? When can I show them that, hey, you know, K Ross is here?
You know what? I still struggle with that. Still. With really self-promoting in a sense, because there's nothing wrong with it, but I still struggle with, like, pushing myself out there, because at times I had to get over comparison. Once I got over comparison, that's when I was able to actually really do me and do my music, because it's easy to look at other people and say, I'm not there. Mm. And I'm not, I don't know if I can measure up to this person or measure up to that person. But once I realized that, you know, music is relative. It's an art. So what some people hate, the next person can love. You know, so you don't have to, you know, I always use this as an example. You talk about Rihanna's voice. Some people think she cannot sing, but the next person can say, oh my goodness, her voice is magnificent. Yeah. So it's relative. It's depending on what you like, what you want to hear. So once I realized that, there is no real scale on who's great and who's not. It's just all a matter of perception. So once I realized that, that's when I was able to be free in my music and understand it. Some are going to love it, some are going to hate it, but it's me. I'm going to be real about it.
I definitely want to thank y'all for giving us a little background on who you are, because it kind of puts together what the people are going to experience at the God Life Storytellers. So, Vadia, this coming Saturday, the 17th, who are we going to be able to see at the God Life Storytellers 10?
It's going to be K-Ross. It's going to be KC and Gingy Red Letter. And Mino Yancey. And Mino Yancey is a band from Sacramento, a few incredible musicians, and they're going to be playing for myself and KC.
Okay.
And they're also going to be doing some tunes of their own.
Okay, cool. I'm looking forward to that. Can you give us a background on what does it mean? What is a God Life Storyteller?
Well, we're all songwriters. We're artists and things like that. And we're also artists that are in Christ at the same time.
Okay.
So we're going to be telling the stories from our vantage point as artists that happen to be Christians. And we're just going to be completely transparent with what we're writing and what we're writing about and who we're writing for. That's what storytellers is. So it's going to be the stories behind the music.
Amen. That's what's up. That's pretty much the message then. It's like a group of individuals coming together, telling their story based on where they've been and how far they've come, in order to allow someone else to see, hey, I can be just like that. It doesn't have to all be all together, but as long as we keep going, as long as we keep seeking God, as long as we just don't give up, that we can continue. We can input what someone else might be going through.
Right.
Most definitely. Most definitely.
Absolutely.
Definitely excited. I want to get one go around. If each of you can give me one word of what you expect for this night. Let's start with the Jimmy in the group. Let's start with K-Ross.
Honesty.
Honesty. Wow.
He took mine. That's exactly what I was going to say. I was like, honesty. So I'll just say transparency.
That's a good one. That's a really good one. I would say freedom.
Freedom. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
She sounds so free. Doesn't she?
Yes, sir.
She sounds like a flower child. Like, real. Like, free.
Man. Expect to be honest, transparent, free. Just, man. Like, I'm trying to think of my own word. Let me think of one.
Yeah, and you know what? I think that is really important, and I think that it's awesome that everybody, like, even though those words have different meanings, I think with different artists and different styles, there's going to be something there for everyone.
That's what I'm talking about.
There's going to be something there for everybody.
Agreed.
In one night. And I think the idea behind, or the chance behind the idea of Raya is incredible. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think the genius behind God Life, Vadia, like, she's such a pure soul. Like, Vadia and I have history.
Oh,
okay? We have history. And to know that, like, she has the purest heart in every single day. It's not something that she turns on and turns off. So I'm incredibly honored to be a part of it. And I'm extremely grateful that she feels like what I have to say, want to hear, because a lot of times as artists, people will box you in based off of the music that you sing, right, and not the type of
Absolutely.
Life that you live. But when the music you sing and the life you live coincide and they work together, being honest, that you can ever do, you know what I'm saying?
That's
or feel. And to be that in front of an audience without being, to still being vulnerable, and being able to walk in your healing, being vulnerable enough to tell these people that this is what I go through as an artist,
You know what I'm saying? I don't know what you go through on your 9-to-5 or on your day-to-day life, but this is real and you're not by yourself. So I think for the 17th, it's going to be. So please come.
Most definitely.
Yes, definitely. And not to mention how selflessly she's put on this event as well.
Yes.
And not one bit of this has been about Vadi. She's trying to accommodate the audience to the point where I feel like, you know, I'm like, hey, it's not, what can I do? You know, because she's so selfless. Like, that's why I know this event is going to be, like, epic. It's going to be powerful. Because when you get people, because it's not about any one of us, about more or less the message that's going out. And you can free people by being free. You know, freedom breeds freedom, honestly. You know, so when you get four artists who are all, because I know all, you know, these artists are fantastic, when you get four artists that are so just open with their music, it's going to be an epic night.
It's
going to
be so incredible.
It's definitely going
to
be incredible.
Nobody, you will not want to miss this show. You won't want to miss it. And, and I have to say that each and every artist have been extremely selfless with their time, with their willingness. You know, I asked them for something last minute and they're like, okay, yeah, I got you, you know. And it's absolutely amazing to be able to have artist friends like that. And it's super amazing. Yeah. And this show is going to be super amazing. Everybody's different and everything is refreshing. All the music is going to be live. It's going to be...
Yes, ma'am.
It's going to be good for Sacramento and the Bay Area and surrounding areas.
Yeah.
Gonna be great.
That's what's up. So you heard it right here, y'all. Right here on the Jesus Show, your number one spot for urban gospel music. God Life Storytellers 10, Vadi, KP, K Ross, JG and Red Letter, Mino Yancey, going down September 17th at 7 p.m. If you need the address, it's 150 Auto Circle, Sacramento, California, 95822 for the zip code. If you want to, you know, put it on a little maps app, you know, get directions, GPS. Make sure to support local talent, support the gospel community as a whole, as a body. We need to come together, y'all. So it is $10 in advance, 12 at the door. We're going to see you there this Saturday, September 17th.
See you there.
Absolutely.
See you.
Thanks so much, Big Will and Jesus Show. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're definitely welcome. Y'all definitely welcome. Thanks for being here, man. I just can't even tell you how much it means. So I just want to let you know once again, September 17th, let's be in the building, let's support, and let's go ahead and make this an epic event for Sacramento to never forget. But right now, we're about to head out. I got right here my dude, Andy Mineo, with Now I Know, right here on The Jesus Show.
Yeah. Realize almost everything that I believed in my life was a lie. It started as a child, first with Santa Claus. Then I believed that a bra would never come between my dogs. Wrong. My sister Mary filled me in when I was 7. Told me Hulk Hogan only existed on television. What? The Stone Cold Stunner and the Leg Drop. All scripted, NWO and X-Pac. Dang. I used to walk up to them automatic doors. My mama told me that my finger was the power source. So I pointed with my pointed and pow. It was open and come to find out she was joking. Had to let it soak in my mind as a boy. Didn't want to believe that Maguire or Barry were on the roids. But when I was young, I thought the world was alright. It's funny, I even thought that Jesus was white. But yeah, over the years, you get more accustomed to pain. You
used to believe my dad when he said, come to my gangs. Even believe my mother was a saint and could do no wrong. And then she sat me down and told me how I was bum. Mind blown, but now it all makes sense. Why she didn't spaz on me when she caught me having sex. I was perplexed, but now I get it. I used to think America was finished with racism. I could have missed it. I'm mad so many people don't get it. Holding this list of black names, but now I'm blacklisted. Got older, it's like it got no different. I found out these independent artists isn't independent, cause major labels fund them quietly to keep perception. That's deception in the game. Used to believe I wanted fame, plus my name written in them lights. Now I know it's so much greater, cause it's written in the hand of Christ. And I used to say that the radio would play what the people want, and now I know they playing was pain. Feeling jaded, but somehow I still believe in God. I even thought a college education got me a job, man.
Show your number one spot for urban gossip music. That was the God Life Storytellers, Vadia, KP, K Ross, and we also got JG and Red Leather and Mino Yancey. You don't want to miss it. September 17th is going down right here in Sacramento, California, your own backyard. The God Life Storytellers 10. Once again, the address is 150 Auto Circle, OTTO, in Sacramento, California, 95822. Doors open at 7 p.m., $10 in advance, so get it right now, and $12 at the door. Let's go, man. We got to see this big event right now. Hey, check it out. That's all it is for me, man. I got to get out the door. I got to go get something to eat. You know what I'm saying? I'm hungry. My wife can cook some of that. She fried some chicken. Then she put some barbecue on it and put it in the oven. And I got some homemade macaroni and cheese right there, so I'm about to go ahead and grub down, you know. So that's all she wrote. Holla at your boy. If you need to get in touch with me, holla at me on facebook.com/TheJesusShow. Check out the website, TheJesusShowOnline.com, and let's get together this Saturday, September 17th at 7 p.m. And remember, I wouldn't die for no one that wouldn't die for me. So that's why I live for Christ. And you are The Jesus Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my honor to introduce a man who needs no introduction. His credits are too long to list. He has done the impossible time after time. He hailed out of a manger in Bethlehem, Jerusalem, by way of heaven. Church today. His daddy is the author of a book that has been on the bestseller list since the beginning of time. He holds the record for the world's greatest fish fry. He fed 5,000 hungry souls with two fish. Special effects, no camera tricks. He has a headshot on every church fan across the country. Even before the kings of comedy,
He was hailed the King of all kings, ruler of the universe, Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end, the bright and the morning star. Some say he's the Rose of Sharon, and some say he's the Prince of Peace. Get up on your feet. Put your hands together and show your love for the second coming of the one and only. God has been good.
Blessing you with the best in urban gospel music. Pressed down, shaken together, and right over. However you want it, we give it to you straight. Right here. On The Jesus Show.